Good morning, 740 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Spence Cola Morning News. By the way, we got a text in. Somebody said that our AM signal, 1620, is off the air, and we've checked and it is, so we're working on it. But thank you. The reason I mention it, because it doesn't have much help for me to tell you that something's off the air, because if you're listening on that, you already know, and if you're listening somewhere else, it's not relevant to you, right? Okay, I get that. But the reason, sometimes it's funny what we do in radio. I'm telling you only because I really appreciate you texting in, because we didn't know. And thank you for that. I very much appreciate that. Mike Wood is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department, joins us every Thursday at this time. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Hey, Candy.
There's Candy.
You know what? You know, if we can talk for just a second about a radio myth, I always thought you had the headphones on to figure out if you were off the air. If when you were off the air, you were listening to the signal, so that's not it.
Oh, interesting. No.
No, because there's a delay.
Yeah, the delay would drive you crazy, because I would be talking and I'd wait 7 seconds and then
I'd be talking. Right. Yeah, that's why.
Okay.
No, what it does is you can't have... Okay, so we're going to do radio geek stuff here for a second.
Cool.
You can't have the speakers in the room playing what's going on the radio station with the open mic, so you'll get reverb and feedback. You'll get some really bad... So we have the headphones on so that we can hear what's happening on my mic, Candy's mic, what David might be saying, sound clips and all of that, without it feeding back into my microphone and creating an audio problem for everybody. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. I have been educated today. It's going to be a good day.
Very good. Let's talk about some stuff for PPD. We had a pretty significant incident at Pensacola Village. In case people don't know, that's what Davis Highway and Fairfield. Fairfield. I had to think for a second. We had one person wound up getting killed and one person got sent to the hospital from a shooting, right, on Sunday?
Yeah, we did. There were a lot of people there when officers arrived on the scene. And, we unfortunately found an individual in an apartment that was deceased from a gunshot wound. And we had another one, we believe, possibly from the same shot that was injured as well, that's going to be okay. So we're currently looking for and working on a suspect for that. We did make an arrest that day. There was a juvenile arrested on some weapons charges, but it wasn't directly at this point involved in the shooting, but that's all still under investigation.
All right. Well, you know, as always, you know, trying to piece the information together and figure out what happened. I know it's always a challenge for you. We also had kind of a concerning note that came in yesterday, I think it was, that a couple of people sort of outside but then came into the Azalea and wound up being treated for overdose. Is that right?
Yeah, I believe there were four, and one was very serious. I understand CPR had to be performed on that individual. And Andrew, this is something that we're looking into to see exactly what happened. Was the drugs or whatever it was ingested outside, distributed by one person? There's a lot of questions there. We just simply don't know, and we're looking into that.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly weird. Like, were they all in a car getting high together? Did something get... I mean, I don't know. Is it like a chemical attack? You know, like, it's a weird situation to me. You know, one a lot more plausible than the other, but you guys have to kind of figure out what happened. And so far, not quite sure, or still working on it?
Yeah, it's still under investigation. We still got a lot of questions we like answered.
All right, very good. We also, Mayor Reeves had announced, and, you know, we talked a little bit about this yesterday, but you all are going to be building or are in the process of building a substation on the Pensacola State College campus as a north of, you know, the Haines Street home base, but then this would be for folks in the north end that are operating to basically have a shorter distance to drop off things like body cam video and things like that, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So the north end is completely just about opposite if you look at the city map of where the headquarters is. And we have, beats 1 through 4 are up that way. So there's lots of area to cover up that way. And, for a long time we've been wanting to see something like this happen. It's going to keep the office from having to drop down or drive down to the station to do paperwork, upload body camera footage and that sort of thing. So and to take breaks. So it's going to be a welcome thing to us. And we'll get that up and going here shortly, we hope. And once we have any more information on it, we'll be getting back with the media on that.
Okay. And would it also mean, for example, that, you know, when you're like for shift change, would this mean that you know, showing up to work, that you're going to have like a motor pool there, that you're going to go to work at the substation instead of going to work on Haines Street. Have you guys figured that part of it out yet?
Well, that part, we haven't gone that far. You know, ever since we've gone to a take-home fleet, which was many years ago, the officers are able to go straight to their work areas from the house if need be.
Makes
and we
sense.
Had to do that. We did a lot of that during COVID. During emergency situations such as storms, they're able to do that. So that's something that we'll work on once we get everything in place.
Is it normal for a beat cop to, I mean, do you go to Haines Street every day, a couple times a day, less than once a day? What's typical?
Well, typical is the officers will start out their shift in roll call, in lineup, as they call it, at Haines Street.
Okay.
So whether that extends to any substation anywhere that we may have in the city is something that we'll have to decide once we get that up and running.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was kind of, maybe I used the wrong term in talking about the cars, but yeah, the roll call is kind of what I was thinking about. Okay. Mike, hang on for me for just a second. We're talking to Mike Wood, the Pensacola Police Department Public Information Officer. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
All right, Barrancas Avenue. This is just east of South Old Quarry Field Road. It looks like that is open after an accident this morning. And Lillian and Blue Angel showing an accident, but not a roadblock, but very slow in that area. Lillian and Blue Angel at that intersection. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Mike Wood, the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. You guys had National Night Out. Was it just when that's over, though, right? It did happen already?
Yes, that was Tuesday evening. You know, a lot of agencies will do this in August. That's where it originated. And this has been going on since, I believe, 1984, all over the country, where all departments do it on the same night. But I don't have to tell you how warm or how hot it was with heat warnings in August. So there are several jurisdictions that moved that to the first and second weeks of October, simply because it's a little more pleasant out there, and we hope that it draws more citizens. And it seemed to work. We had a pretty good crowd out there Tuesday afternoon.
Oh, that's always good. Anything that, you know, where the public can interact and meet and kind of form that more positive vision of law enforcement, and, you know, give cops something a little bit more fun that they can, you know, do instead of, you know, a lot of the normal stuff y'all have to do maybe isn't always that much fun. We always like to end with a cop myth or a did you know. Do you have one for me this week?
I do. Can you tell me, this is a question for you, what kind of officer do you think that law enforcement agencies are looking for to hire, male or female? What do you think that we're looking for in a person?
Okay, so great. I love a chance for me to look stupid. This is good.
I'd also like to play along.
I have my own maybe answer to this, but I think that like the expectation would be that you're looking for men who are tall, who are strong, who are athletic, who are good in a fight, who have, you know, good aim and, you know, good judgment, good character, law-abiding, honest, that kind of stuff. But and good with dealing with people, I guess. It'd be kind of my, if I rounded it all out, that
same
would probably
answer,
be.
Yes.
Okay. How close did I get?
Not close. and I'll tell you why.
Yes.
You know, we're looking for both men and women who have great communication skills. You know, the type of person who is extremely thorough when writing emails or letters. We're looking for individuals with compassion and empathy. We're looking for individuals, obviously, with integrity. They need to have good negotiation skills, an eagerness to learn, and great mental agility. That's what we're looking for. And, you know, especially, I got to tell you, my first training officer when I was a young officer was a female. And I never saw anybody that was able to talk her way out of a fight like Elaine Yeager. That's what her name was. And, you know, a lot of these female officers that we have, thank goodness for them, because they're able to settle down a situation. But when you're talking two men, a male officer and a male suspect, and a female shows up and is able to settle things down, we're like, well, we don't know how you did that, but we sure do appreciate it. So, yeah, we're not looking for the big the size of a male or somebody that can run fast. We're looking for other traits that I just mentioned.
You know, it's kind of funny. I remember going through like the Citizens Police Academy, and you know, you put us in scenarios so we get a chance to see, right? What is it like to be a cop, and what do you deal with? And the thing that I took away from that, as well as ride-alongs, was it's talking and thinking and being quick on your feet and knowing how to work with people. Like that's the real challenge, right?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, that's why we send a lot of our officers through specialized training, especially with mental health. And, you know, we have these professionals that are going to coming online soon, too. So all of that has changed over the years. And it's a lot about using your brain and speaking to people and looking at different perspectives in order to perform your duties.
In other words, if your stereotype is Tackleberry...
Officer! Officer! Can you get my kitty cat out of the tree?
No problem, ma'am.
Oh, no! No! Wait!
You're not looking for Tackleberry?
How did you do that so fast? But, yeah, you know... I guess every officer has a quote Tackleberry. Every department does, but you know that's a lot of old school stuff. But you're quick with that computer.
Well, I may get my answers wrong, but I can find a sound clip. Mike Wood is a public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, thank you so much for the time as always, and thanks for what you do, brother. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.